He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Thursday, May 7th, and well, the Texans are getting closer and closer to OTAs. And as we approach OTAs, I stopped to talk to tight end Owen Daniels, talked to him a little bit about the draft, because of course the Texans drafted two tight ends, and I got his thoughts on Brett Favre and if Brett Favre should or should not return from retirement. Now, Owen has all sorts of opinions, and I'll let you know he's not too keen on seeing number four playing for probably the Vikings. But I'll let you listen for yourself. Here's Owen Daniels and I chatting after his workout. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is tight end Owen Daniels. Owen, last time we talked, you were just getting going with off-season workout. You guys have had a couple weeks of those. Now you have OTAs just around the corner. Are you ready to hit the field?
Absolutely. You know, it's a fun time of year when we get all the guys back together and the workout's been going well. We like Ray's program. It's been really competitive, so hopefully that carries over into OTAs. It's always good to get back out on the field and do some real football stuff.
Well, you've become a fan favorite. We have a lot of fan questions for you, actually. So I'm going to start right away. Texans, of course, also went through the draft, and they have a new draft class. What do you think of that class?
I like it. I think we have some good picks in there. Hopefully, all the guys will be able to come in and help us out in some way, whether it's on the field offensively or defensively or on special teams. So, hopefully all those guys are hard workers, and I think coaching staff and everyone else thinks they are. So it'll be good for us.
Well, the Texans drafted a blocking tight end in Anthony Hill. Talk about how important it is for the offense to have a big blocker like that.
I think it's good. We lost Mark Bruner to retirement. He did an excellent job for us. Had a great career, and his thing was blocking. That was his strong point. And to have a guy come in here like Anthony, and hopefully he can step in and help us out in some goal line situations and some two or three tight end sets to be at the point of attack. So we need a guy like that who can be in there and clear some holes for us.
And another tight end was drafted, James Casey. I know Mark Bruner was really a mentor to you. Do you see yourself now becoming a mentor to these younger players?
I'm going to do my best. I'm going to help those guys out as much as I can. And I'm still learning, so we can all learn together. But obviously, I've got some experience and know my way around a little bit, so I'm going to do what I can to help those guys out.
Right, well, you had a career year last year. I mean, went to the Pro Bowl, one of the top receiving tight ends in the league. What are your goals for 2009?
Man, I've never really set any personal goals in terms of statistics or anything like that. I'd like to get back to the Pro Bowl. You're going there and playing with all those guys, an unbelievable experience. And it's something that just being there motivates you just that next offseason and that next season to go out and play the game and get back there. So personally, to get back there would be awesome. But we just want to win more games. We're sick of just being a middle-of-the-road team, and we want to take that next step to get to the playoffs.
Well, another fan wants to know, you've been going through your contract issues. Some, you were a restricted free agent. Of course, then Dante and D'Amico had their issues. How hard is it to separate business from playing? Because all of you guys love football, you love playing, but then there's the business side, and it's tough dealing with those things.
Yeah, it's tough, especially when you haven't ever gone through it before. It's all of our first times in this situation. I don't know if the Texans have had a lot of situations with players not showing up for things in the past. I think it's good that we've got players who are of that caliber that we have situations like this, but where business comes into it, I think it's a positive thing. But it's hard because you want to be around, but you also got it because you want to be around the guys and you want to do the right thing and show up and show the coaches that you really want to be a part of the team and work hard. And then if there's the business side, you don't want to like get cut short or get taken advantage of. So it's tough sometimes, but I think as long as everyone realizes that there's two sides to it, no one takes offense and no one gets feelings hurt, I think it's going to move on like that.
I've talked to both Dante and D'Amico about it, and they said the main thing is that they enjoy being around the team and they really like the support, but just one of those things that you have to handle. It's part of the game.
It is part of it. It's good that it's part of it. Sometimes we wish that, we didn't have it, separate us from our teammates sometimes, but, something we got to deal with, and we'll all work through it.
All right, well, another question comes from a fan who watched an interview that I did with Kyle Shanahan, and he was talking about how you, of course, are the number one tight end on the team, but that they can get a little creative this year. What do you think about the creativity in the offense next season?
Well, I think we've been pretty creative in the past. I think we're going to, you know, stick to the basics of what we know, what we're good at. You know, I think week to week we'll come up with a little twists and turns and some new things. But it's always good that you can never have too many playmakers. I think, you know, obviously Andre, Kevin, Steve, myself, you know, Vontae, we got a lot of guys that know, are going to catch passes, get the ball in their hands. So as long as we're all unselfish about it, and as long as we're getting yards and putting points on the board, I don't think any of us really care who's getting the ball. It's always a good thing to have as many weapons as you can.
Final fan question. What everyone is talking about, do you think that Brett Favre will come out of retirement and play for the Vikings, who, of course, the Texans play in the preseason on a Monday night game?
Oh, what do I think will happen? I think that he will come back. I hope that he doesn't come back. Not because I don't want to see him play, just because, you know, of what I heard, I don't think he's doing it for the right reasons, you know. But I know he loves playing football, when he's been playing that long, and it's really hard to step away, even when you try to step away, you know, formally a couple times. So I think he'll come back. Unfortunately for our old pal Sage, and I don't think he'll try to come back as a backup role. So, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, maybe he doesn't pass the physical with the Vikings because of his bicep or whatever, but it's really weird to me. That whole situation is screwy. Telling everybody 2 years in a row that you're going to retire and get out of it and then come back. Well, you know, just walk away, man. That's what I think. But
it doesn't seem fair, but yeah, Brett Favre will not be coming back to ride the bench. We know that much.
Absolutely not. Yeah, he sure won't. Not at all.
Well, thank you very much, Owen.
Yeah, no problem.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Friday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.